Good morning, everybody, and I'm also conscious of time, so I'm going to run through this quite quickly, so bear with me. So firstly, just a brief overview of the HSE and Genio programme. Genio works in collaboration with the HSE and more laterally with the National Dementia Office since they came into being, and Atlantic Philanthropies in this programme. The broad aim of the programme is to develop and test personalised, flexible and responsive supports to services, and to demonstrate how those services can enable people with dementia to live full lives in their community for as long as possible. Martin very nicely highlighted earlier that the person with dementia is first of all a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend. And we can't not forget that, and it's really important. And that, you know, also that they're a citizen of Ireland and that they have rights. And Helen very nicely brought that into context. So that's really fundamental. The question we need to ask ourselves constantly are, do we really engage with a person in a personalised way to inform the decisions and supports that we design? Or do we really roll out the same supports over and over again to everybody, regardless? Do we really listen and respond to what we hear? Do we confine supports to a single area of need? For instance, personal care, rather than consider the whole person's life, the many facets that bring them together and make them a full valued citizen. I know for me personally, I'm not so interested if somebody supports me in showering every morning, but I really want to remain engaged in my society, in my community. The programme that Genio has undertaken has been active in the dementia field for since 2012, and it started, the areas you'll see, the little triangles are where we first of all started in community projects, and we would have had a call for interest in areas to test innovation. And the first initial sites were four large geographical areas. One of them here was Mayo, where Frances Maloney, who's here in the audience, will be able to tell you of what her experience was taking off over a large area like that. And Eilish Hessian will be talking a little bit around the project in South Dublin later, so I'm going to leave it with Eilish to explain a little bit more about that. But what that brought was huge richness of learning for what people with dementia really are asking, how they might best be supported, and how communities can be brought together and engaged more to be more collaborative in supporting people in their society. We later then engaged in 2013 with five other community sites around, can that same model also support people with much more complex needs? And you'll see this circular triangle, I think it's the other five sites are around there, and Leitrim would be one that's in this local area here. And then fundamentally, it also came to our knowledge that people with dementia, like all of us, from time to time need to access hospital care. And that's a really challenging area for everybody. And it's where our rights to self-determine really are exposed. And so therefore, we have three hospitals who are just now coming to conclusion, and they're developing an integrated care pathway for persons with dementia that will support them to actually move seamlessly through the hospital. And if possible, avoid going into hospital altogether, but be supported on the discharge. Connolly Hospital in Dublin, St. James's Hospital, and the Mercy Hospital in Cork are the three hospitals who are involved. So we're hoping that their learning will actually support people in hospitals up in this area as well, if they want to develop something similar. At the moment, we're currently working with eight sites across the country with the National Dementia Office around how we can personalise integrated working. And that's bringing together professionals across acute and community sectors who are involved in the design and the implementation of dementia intensive home care packages, and to explore how that current practice can change to become more personal to the expressed need rather than the perceived need, and facilitate self-determination. Why is it needed? If we look at the person with dementia in the family and bring them to the foremost, we are aware that dementia is a complex area, and it demands integrated working across settings and systems. There are many actors involved, like they are in all our lives. We're not single individuals. And so no single agency really has either the expertise or the resources to respond to all these needs. It has to be a collaboration. And you can see, I'm not going to go through them, but you can see the typically type of sectors that interact in all of our lives, and particularly with people with dementia and their families. Core considerations that we have to consider are the supports designed by the person in the family, or are they designed by the health professional? Can we ask ourselves that? Is there a normalising approach, or are we looking immediately to special facilities such as special dementia day centres? Are we thinking, where do people want to be supported? Is there a focus on roles, strengths, on life history, and moving away from deficits? It's very definitely in our current piece of work, we're finding that more and more of all the assessment tools that people use are all deficit focused. We need to change that around. And more than coming from that is the naturally occurring family and community supports and mainstream services. Do we actually maximise their support before we start looking towards the health and social care supports? And we're calling this the care and support ecosystem, just to give you a new name, a new terminology. The impact of Genio to date has been that over 3,000 people have been provided with personalised supports in the community. About 1,500 of those are people with dementia and 1,800 of family carers. And that has evolved training and support hours. So 67,000 personalised support hours, and then quite a lot of formalised training and more of awareness building activities. From our community projects, we did a lot of pulling together the learning from those projects and with the sites and bringing that together into a document. And if anybody would like to, they can download this document from the Genio website, www.genio.ie. It's a service design summary document on a community supports model. And I'm just going to go through very quickly the diagram of it. So what we have looked at is if we really look at a person with dementia and their family, what they're saying is there's very much these areas need to be addressed. So as we heard earlier from various speakers, timely diagnosis, post-diagnostic information and support, support to maintain connection. That's connection within your communities, and you'll be doing more of that later on as we go around, is that we don't become, as Helen said, withdrawn and isolated into our own family homes. Support to maintain ability, that personalised approach, and flexible and responsive respite support, so that it's not a one-size-fits-all. And assistive technology can often play a part, and I think we've had a speaker talking a little bit about what's happening in this area around that. Underpinning all of this is this care and support network. We can't look at and support somebody with dementia by looking at health and formal supports by themselves. We need to address what are fundamentally to all of us that support us. So we have our family, we have our wider social network of friends, colleagues and neighbours. Then we have mainstream organisations. Was that person involved in the GA? Was there a golf club? Were they part of a walking group? Why can't they continue doing that? What supports do they need to continue it, rather than perhaps defaulting to a daycare centre? And then finally, obviously, health and social care have a role as well. And I'm going to finish finish with a quote that I think says it more than anybody else. And this is from a carer of two parents with dementia in this area, in CHO1. And they, as I said, I'll just read it out. No one ever asked me what I needed and what would really help me. Thank you.